Brian Roberts. One of the nation's biggest drug companies is casting doubt on U.S. President Donald Trump's repeated promises that a coronavirus vaccine will be available before Election Day. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pfizer's chief has long said it's possible to find out if his company's vaccine is effective by month's end. But Albert Bourla's vaccine would still need to be proven safe. And even if everything goes well, it will not be able to ask for emergency authorization of the vaccine before the third week of November. Another drug maker, Moderna, has also said the earliest it could seek emergency approval is late November. The president's been saying for weeks a vaccine will be available in weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gilead Sciences has questioned the findings of a World Health Organization study which concludes its COVID-19 drug, remdesivir, does not help patients who have been admitted to hospital. The American company told Reuters the data appeared inconsistent, the findings were premature, and that other studies had validated the drug's benefits. In a blow to one of the few drugs being used to treat people with COVID-19, the WHO said its Solidarity trial had concluded that remdesivir appeared to have little or no effect on 28-day mortality or length of hospital stays among patients with a respiratory disease. Meanwhile, experts said Friday the European Union should renegotiate a $1.17 billion contract it sealed last week with Gilead for a six-month supply of the COVID-19 drug remdesivir after it showed poor results in a large trial. The trial results were disclosed a week after the EU's Executive Commission announced its largest contract to date with Gilead for the supply of 500,000 courses of the antiviral drug. This is VOA News. Human challenge trials of potential COVID-19 vaccines where volunteers are deliberately infected with the disease could become a reality after a British biotech firm said it was in advanced talks with the government to create and provide strains of the virus. The trials aim to speed up the process of determining the efficacy of a vaccine candidate. If agreed, this would involve creating a human challenge study model that could be used should such trials gain ethical and safety approval from regulators. Some areas in Italy are facing a rapid increase in coronavirus positives. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A virologist working in Milan tells the AP the nation has 2 weeks to stop the rising rate of transmission of coronavirus, or it risks following in the footsteps of European neighbours, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. Italian health officials have declared that resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, saying the surge, which hit pandemic highs of new daily infections this week, is not the result of record testing, as policymakers have suggested, but a sign of a real return among the population most at risk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran issued a new warning to neighboring Armenia and Azerbaijan Friday after stray fire from their conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region wounded one person on the Iranian side of the border. The foreign ministry spokesman tweeted, quote, "If there is any repetition of such fire, the Islamic Republic of Iran will not remain indifferent," end quote. The tweet did not specify which side Tehran held responsible for the latest fire. A total of 10 rockets hit villages in an Iranian border county, wounding one person and destroying a building, Iran's official IRNA news agency reported. Malaysian police questioned Anwar Ibrahim Friday over his push to topple the government and become prime minister, with the opposition leader slamming the investigation as, quote, political harassment. The veteran politician announced last month he had garnered enough support from MPs to seize power from a shaky 7-month-old coalition led by Mujahideen Yassin. United Nations evacuation flights for migrants stuck in Libya have resumed after being suspended because of the global pandemic, the UN Refugee Agency said Friday. More than 150 people from Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan, including 15 children under 18 years old, flew to Niger later Thursday, where they are now in quarantine, the UN High Commission for Refugees said. The Czech police raided the country's Football Association headquarters Friday, charging 20 people with match fixing and corruption, prosecutors and association officials said. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Right now, VOA 1.